Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, beautiful humans. Welcome to episode 25 of Groversation. And you may or may not know, it is the best day of the year. Happy Halloween! Yeah! What are you doing tonight? Because I'm going out. And I really shouldn't be, because I really do not feel very well at all. You may or may not be able to hear in my voice that I have my Halloween costume stored in my throat, and that is a frog. I sound like a frog. I am a frog. It's all going very well. So I'll keep it short and sweet, as I know you're all in a rush to go out and get fucking crunk. I know I am. So this episode is with a fantastic lady, a very powerful woman who has a lot to say. And I love women that have things to say, especially on specific issues, especially on very important issues. This fantastic lady came down to the last disgrace, and we recorded it beforehand. And she is the fucking badass Nehru Suicide. We talk a lot about body confidence and social issues, and it's a really invigorating episode, and you are going to fucking love it. You're going to love it, love it, love it, love it. And yeah, I won't keep you hanging around. Like I say, there are plenty of other more fun and spooky things to be doing. So if you want to find me on social media, that is Instagram and Twitter, not Facebook, because we aren't friends anymore. You can find me at Cats and Crows, KatsandCrows. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you know what would be fucking fantastic? If you could, please, please, please leave me a 5-star rating, and if you have the time, a written review. All this does is help more people discover Groversation and spread our girl power message to the far, far corners of the globe. And that is what we want to do, isn't it, guys? Oh, yes. All right, beautiful human beings, without further ado, please welcome the amazing Nehru Suicide to episode 25 of Groversation.
When I was growing up, all my role models were male. I didn't see anyone I could relate to in the press, online, anywhere. Now, I'm surrounded with the most phenomenal women. They've each endured unique hardships and survived. More than survived, they thrive. But still, women are not equal in the world, not represented in the media, not treated equally online, and still subjected to sexism in everyday life. Alternative women especially are more a hashtag than they are real humans. I want to change that. I want you to see the women I see. I want you to hear them. This is Groversation.
Hey, beautiful humans. Welcome back to Groversation. I'm with a beautiful lady here who I've been speaking to on the internet for a long time. I've met her before at one of my club nights, but we've never really sat down and had a proper chat. So I thought I would bring her on today to talk about something that's very dear to her heart. Please welcome the beautiful Nehru.
Hello.
Hey, girl. How are you?
I am very good, thank you.
Good, good, good. And we've got an exciting night tonight, haven't we, Nehru?
We do. It's going to be awesome.
We're going to party up at this race.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Have you been before? You went to the Ballroom Blitz, that's right.
I've been to Ballroom Blitz. I've been to Blora and Blitz. Blora and
blah, 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 blah.
I've been to Blora and Blitz. I've been to the burlesque shows as well.
Yes.
So I've been to like a couple of them, but I've not been to Disgrace.
You've not been to Disgrace. So you're going to love this venue. It's a totally new venue.
I've seen
There's
that.
Sit down places because we're old now. We like to sit down and have a drink.
I am old now, so that's good. I'm pushing 30. I need this.
No, girl, you don't look at you. You've got such a young face.
I know, but I'm like 29 and I get ID'd everywhere.
Do you?
I'm just getting annoying now.
I know. Every time I get ID'd, I'm like, yay! I look young again. But that's fine. But yeah. Neera, tell me a little bit about your like history with Suicide Girls. How did you like get into it?
Well, basically, I've always kind of struggled in myself with self-confidence, with my appearance and things. Mm. Just, and not just my appearance, but just general self-confidence in myself, you know.
Yeah.
My personality, you know, just... I'm a bit rubbish, kind of general.
No, a lot of people can relate though. Yeah,
and that's totally. The thing. It's one of those things that I think everyone often
that's
has
it,
those phases
it?
Where
Negative.
They have that. And with, like I said, with my appearance as well. And I always, you know, from kind of a teenager, you're going back to like MySpace days.
Yes,
and I see it was all over MySpace.
Oh, they were big on MySpace.
You know, you'd look at like. Suicide Girls being posted and things, and you'd think, you know, they're amazing. They're the girls you want to be. You'd look at them and think, that's what I want to be.
That'll make me happy.
That's
yeah.
my goals kind of thing. And you'd sort of think, I'm never going to be that though. And you'd think, I could never do that and I'm never going to be that. But you wish you could. And one day I just thought, I wonder what would happen if I applied for it kind of thing. So I just did it and I applied and I got through to being a hopeful.
Yay!
But I was... kind of too scared to actually go through with anything really further
yeah,
than that.
Yeah, the sets.
Not so much because I was scared of getting naked or anything, but it was just more that I didn't think I would actually get very far. Mm. I didn't care if anybody saw my body, but it was just that I didn't think I would actually manage
you
to...
Didn't
I didn't think I would turn
it.
Pink.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would get very far.
Aww.
I didn't think, you know, it was that kind of, who would want to see me? No one wants to see me.
Aww,
kind of thought process. So I just left it for ages.
Yeah.
And then I got chatting to my partner about it one day. We got talking about Suicide Girls because he's always been a fan of SG as well and everything.
That's awesome.
And we got chatting about it and then I just mentioned, I actually applied for them once and got through to being a hopeful, but I never actually did anything. And he was like, what? What?
Amazing.
And I was like, yeah. And he was like, that's crazy. That's awesome. And I was like, yeah, really? And he was like, yeah, like, why didn't you do it? And I explained why. And he was like, no, you'd be really good at it. Like, you would be really, really good. And I was like, really? Really? Me?
Oh,
me? And, you know, he then sort of said, you know, if you want to do it, do it. Like, if that's something you really want to do, you would be really good at it.
That's
I think
awesome.
You could do it. And so I was like, okay. It kind of gave me that little push, that little nudge to give it a go. And so I did it. I got in touch with Gemma Edwards because I knew she was
amazing,
the staff
yeah.
photographer. At the time, we only had the one staff mm-hmm. photographer here. Did a bit of research and stuff on how it all works and on who is the best person to shoot with.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm here.
Yes!
This
and
is
we're
like
so happy to have
two,
you.
2-3 years later or something.
Yes, girl.
And it's crazy. Like I said, looking like back then, I never thought that I would have gotten as far as what I have. And I still look back at it and think, how did that happen? People always ask, people often, like, you know, other girls and things, they message me and they say, you know, like, how have you managed to get to where you were? How have you managed to do so well? And I'm like, I don't know. Really? I feel like I just kind of got a bit lucky.
No, I think it's because you have so much personality.
Thank you.
I really do. Suicide Girls is all, obviously, as we all know, it's not about the looks. It's more about, like, who you are as a person.
Exactly.
And you've got, like, that integrity. You've got something about you and you're a badass chick.
This is one of those things I often say to, like, hopeful girls as well, is, you know, when they're talking about, like, what should they do as a set and things like that, I always say to them, you know, you get a lot of girls who just go out, buy a set of pretty underwear and shoot in it.
Yeah.
And that's all very well and nice, but you can go anywhere on the internet to see pretty girl takes off clothes
Absolutely.
On a bed. You know, with SG, it's a bit more special, it's a bit more different, and I always say to them, you need to think of something that shows you a little bit.
Personality.
You need to show people a bit of who you are.
100%.
And that's what makes Suicide Girls a bit different.
Yeah.
And that's why people want to go there and not to the thousands of other websites
so
that there
many.
Are.
Yeah, so. That's exactly it. I love Suicide Girls. When I first joined, it was the old format and there was still quite a heavy, like, focus on, like, the blogs and the forums and stuff like that and the community. And it's still kind of there. It's more on social media now, but... You're right. You've really got to have, like, something about you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It really helps. And, you know, I do see a lot of girls who do these kind of, like I said, generic sets. And they're really beautiful sets.
Of course.
But, like I said, it's just that kind of, this isn't telling me anything about you kind of thing. I'm not getting any vibe of
that's
who you
it.
Are, what's going on. Whereas when you do see a set, I mean, my first set that I did, I thought about it.
Yes.
It's simple. There's nothing complicated about it. It's not like some crazy big theme going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
But I'm wearing a Zelda top.
Amazing.
I love Zelda. Like, I'm obsessed with the Zelda games.
Yes.
I have a couple of Zelda tattoos, and I'm just a massive Zelda fan. I have been since I was, like, eight years old or something.
Yes.
And I'm playing my gold Triforce Zelda 3DS.
That's cute.
In it.
Yes.
And so it was kind of like a, you know, it's just a little bit of, hey, everyone, look, I'm obsessed
love
Zelda. With Zelda.
Yeah. That's awesome, though, because it gives people something to talk about, you know? Like, when you post it on social media, do you find people, like, chat to you about, like, your interests and stuff? Do you interact with them?
They definitely do. And, you know, like I said, if you do kind of include some of that sort of stuff, people are going to pick up on it, and they're going to then, you know, they're going to say, oh, I love Zelda too. What's your favourite game?
Yeah.
And they're going to ask you questions like that. If they see you're playing something in a set, they're going to say, what are you playing in that kind of thing? And
exactly.
Then, oh, I've played that too. Have you played this? And you might even get some game recommendations.
Yeah.
That you haven't played and things. It's like I said, it creates a bit of a conversation with people, and people, they don't just follow Suicide Girls because of they look nice. They do follow them for their personality. People are attracted to people, you know?
Yeah.
They are attracted to, like I said, if they see something of themselves in that person, if they see similarities, you know, I like that game as well.
Mm-hmm.
I like that band as well. I like doing that. It makes them want to kind of follow that person a bit more. It makes
Absolutely.
Them more interested in them.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think it's really important, speaking of, like, starting a conversation on social media and stuff, you're quite the advocate for, like, body confidence and stuff like that, aren't you?
Yes, definitely.
What makes you that way?
I think because, like I said, I always had quite low self-esteem, and it took me a while to get to the point that I actually took the plunge and went and tried to have a go at doing Suicide Girls, and it's worked out well for me kind of thing. But from that, I know what it's like to feel not very good about yourself
yeah.
and about your appearance and so on. I've never been a kind of skinny girl as such. It's not the best word I like to use.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've never been overly slim.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been a size 8. Even, you know, when I was 17, 18 and I only weighed 8 stone, I still was no smaller than a size 12 on bottoms because I have big hips. And
just the way you're
made. When I was 16, and again, I was probably about 8 stone around then, probably a little bit under that even, I still was wearing like an E-cup bra, I think, when I was 16.
Wow, girl.
I've got boobs, I've
yeah.
got hips, I'm curvy, and that's just kind
yeah.
of me. And no matter whether I'm, you know, at the moment I'm about 11 stone 4. And when I first started Suicide Girls, I was about 9 stone 4. So I'm about 2 stone bigger than what I was. But no matter how much the weight difference is, I've never been particularly small.
Yeah.
I've never been big either. I wouldn't say that I'm not a particularly big person as such. I'm often referred to on social media and so on as plus size.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand why I get referred to as that, which is because I don't fit the normal model category.
Normal being a dangerous
yeah.
word here, isn't it? Yeah.
Normal in stereotypical modelling
yeah.
is like a size 8 or
yeah.
something. And if you're bigger than that, you get referred to as plus size.
It's bizarre.
But I actually usually can't actually shop in the plus size section of shops because they normally start at around a 16. And
yeah.
it's going to be a bit too big for me at that point. So I kind of fit in this really awkward gap in the middle
yeah.
where I'm not a stereotypical slim model,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not a plus size model. I'm just pretty much average size. I mean, the average size in the UK is around a size 14.
Yeah.
And I'm a size 14. I'm basically average sized.
Yeah.
And you don't see it enough. You do not see enough, you know, you see one or the other, you know, the other end of the spectrum. You see
Definitely.
The plus size modelling, and then you see a lot of the standard stereotypical modelling,
mm-hmm.
and you don't see girls who are a size 12 or a size 14
yeah.
being on the front covers of magazines.
So true.
And being pictured for fashion brands or high street, you know, you don't see size 12 to 14s modelling for New Look even or anything
no.
like that at all. You don't see any of it anywhere. And it just kind of feeds into this idea that if you are that size, you're not right.
Yeah.
It feeds into this idea that if you are that size, you should be slimmer. You know, you're too big like that. You're too this like that. Yeah. Your stomach's too big. You're this, you know. And because, you know, if girls of that size never see models or anything like that of people their size, and when they do see it, you're getting online trolls.
Course.
Making nasty comments, it's just going to make them think, it's just going to make them feel bad about themselves and make them think there's something wrong with them when there's not. It's normal. It's everyone's different sized. Everyone's metabolism is different. Everybody's, you know, medical history and background and everything.
There's so many different like parts to it, isn't there?
So many different things. And, you know, it's fine for everybody to be slightly different. So long as you're healthy.
I think it's good, you know, like variety is the spice of life, like people say. And I mean, I think it does get a bit old, doesn't it? Seeing like, it's almost fetishized in a way that you've either got the very, very, very big girls or the very, very, very slim girls, and there's no representation in the middle. So for most people, I assume it's most of the population that is an average size. That's how it becomes an average. It's completely just swept under the blanket.
It basically is. It is just kind of, let's push that to one side, kind of thing.
You can't make money out of it, really. It's not like an extreme view. It doesn't like make people talk about it so much.
And it's almost, when you think about it like that, it is this kind of, you know, the media and so on, and in the capitalist society that we live in, we're constantly being sold things to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look back and you actually think about it, like, go back 50, 60, 70, 80 years, and actually the kind of slim sort of figure of perfection that we tend to see in the media these days, that's not what was idolised in the past. In the past, it wasn't that at all. And it's only quite recently that that's what's come into effect.
Exactly.
And it's really since kind of the boom of capitalism and modern day society that suddenly that's become the thing that's pushed at us by the media as something to aspire to.
100%.
And when you think about it, like, how, you know, how many things in adverts are we sold to try and make our stomachs look flatter and slimmer, to make our wrinkles go away, to make this go away, to make that go away,
make
to,
this bigger,
you know,
make this smaller.
Exactly.
Make this,
like, when you actually sit there and think about how much money you spend on things, which
so much,
actually aren't normal and aren't natural, because of, you'll then spend your entire lives trying to achieve this look, which doesn't really exist in the real
world.
Doesn't
the Kim Kardashian kind of model, but
exactly,
surgically achieved, you know? Which is fine. If you want to do that, that's fine.
Yeah,
but
if you
want to
do that,
for other people to aspire.
Exactly.
Constantly.
If it, you know, when it comes to surgery and things like that, if someone wants to get something, power to them.
Absolutely.
Do what
do
you
it.
Want to do.
As long as you're doing it for yourself.
Exactly. Do it for the right reasons. And like I said, just stop and think about, you know, like I said, the body ideals that we are pushed upon us.
Yeah.
And, you know, am I doing this because society tells me that this is what I'm supposed to look like in order to look nice? You know, is that the am I trying to, like, you know, get to some unachievable image which isn't really real because of that's what society is telling me? Or
that's
am I
it.
Doing it just because of I actually genuinely like that? And if it's because you genuinely like it and it's nothing to do with that, then fair enough.
Go
but
for
if it. If it, you know, if you, when you stop and think about it, you kind of go, and you have a second thought, then maybe kind of take a step back and take a bit of a look at yourself.
Inside, 100%. Like, I think it's so unhealthy because if you are aspiring to that societal kind of view, you'll do something to modify yourself and then you'll find something else to obsess over.
Exactly.
Like, it's never going to end.
You'll never truly be happy because there's always going to be something else that someone's going to poke a little hole at.
Yeah,
there's always going to be flaws being pointed out to you.
100%.
And that someone's going to go, oh, well, that's great that you fixed that, but what about that?
I think fashions change as well, don't they? Like, I remember when I first became a model, big boobs were very much the thing. And like, I've got larger than average boobs for like my size frame.
Yes, definitely.
But boobs are out of fashion now, really. Like, but people still love boobs. You gotta let that boob. But like, it's the Kim K hips now, really, that are in, aren't they? Like,
yeah.
It's
eyebrows.
Just going to keep changing. And fierce eyebrows.
Eyebrows. Yeah. Like, back in the day, back in, like, the 90s, it was all, like, the pencil
tiny,
thin
I had
little eyebrows.
And
now it's, like, it's, you know, fuller.
Yeah.
Like
and
I said,
big
all,
lips.
All the girls back in the day who plucked their eyebrows to death
me,
to achieve
that, was
that
me.
Now have no eyebrows.
Oh, I know. I have mine tattooed on, which I'm really grateful for, but it's just one thing after another. You just keep constantly chasing this thing, don't you?
Exactly.
Oh. Well, how do you find, like, the reaction, like, online and stuff when you talk about body positivity?
In general, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Overall, I mean, I get so many messages from girls and things.
Love that.
It really, really touches me. And it, like I said, it's one of the reasons why I want to do it. And so if I get a message from a girl who says, you know, I'm the same sort of size as you, and I've always felt really bad about myself and felt like I was too big or felt like I didn't really look that great, been really self-conscious. And then I've seen your pictures and I think you look amazing. And when I actually look, you're the same size as me, and it's made me feel a lot better about myself.
That's so nice. It's really warmed my heart.
It really is. It's so nice. And it just makes, like, I've... It's so nice. Obviously, it's a really nice feeling for me, but I'm just so glad for them as well that they have been able to feel better about themselves. And you do generally get a really positive reaction. Like I said before, you do also get some trolls. Especially more so if another page posts me. Obviously, on my own Instagram, I have my own followers on there. So generally speaking, the people who are going to comment are people that already follow me. Whereas if, say, Suicide Girls post a picture of me, you're going to get a lot of people who don't follow you see it and then commenting on it. And, I mean, got some of the comments I've had have just been absolutely ridiculous.
They're abhorrent, aren't they? Really? Like, some people just take it too far.
I've been called morbidly obese.
And which is, I mean, just clinically incorrect.
You're, I mean, you're sitting in front of me right now. Yeah. And, like, you're like, that's insane.
It's just a lie. That's literally a lie.
I often get things like, oh, she should stop eating so much KFC, to which I'm always like, ugh, I'm vegan, should I stop going to, like, the hummus bar or something?
Oh my god, that's unreal.
You know, I get, like, little cracked jokes like that and things about KFC or too much McDonald's, and I'm like, too much salad, maybe? Maybe I should have more McDonald's.
Maybe that's where you're going wrong.
And yeah, like I said, it's a bit, I get things like, you know, oh, that's just a heart attack waiting to happen. That's early onset diabetes right there.
Bizarre, the link between people being a certain size and health. So people make their assumptions without really knowing the basis of any kind of science.
Well, this is the thing. It's like they're basing any kind of, you know, idea that they have on a picture of someone. And it's like, you don't know how tall I am. You don't know how much I weigh. You've never actually seen me in person to actually see my size anyway. You don't know what foods I eat. You don't know my blood pressure. You don't know if I have any kind of medical conditions or what medications I take. You know absolutely nothing. And I'm like, actually, because of the medication that I take, I get my blood pressure checked every year.
And good. That's more than most people.
Exactly. Yeah. So I get it checked at least once a year. And every single time, it's literally perfect. Like, the only one time, which was years ago, that it wasn't, was because it was in the morning and I hadn't had breakfast yet.
Oh, you're like, shit.
And I'm like, damn it, I ruined my perfect streak. But, like, it's always perfect. I've been, you know, I often have been weighed at the doctor's as well because of the medication I take.
Yeah.
And I've never once been told that I'm overweight by the doctor. I've never once been told after being weighed that I need to lose weight.
That's great. I've got
perfect blood pressure and everything. So clearly I'm healthy. Like I said, I'm vegan. You can eat unhealthily as a vegan, and sometimes I do.
Damn right, Gary, yeah. Within your right to do so.
You have your days where you just want to buy a tub of vegan Ben & Jerry's.
Oh, it's so good though.
Sit and eat like the whole tub. But, you know, I don't do that every day.
No.
And I do eat a lot of, you know, I do eat like a lot of vegetables and things like that. I do, generally speaking, eat pretty healthy. So it's like, well, actually, no, I am healthy.
Where have you got this from?
And you're saying all this stuff based on literally a photo of someone that you know nothing about. It's just...
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Crazy.
It seems weird that people want to also impose themselves upon you so much. Like, they kind of come in with this feigned, like, concern, but actually they just really want to kind of tell you what to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's this... We're so concerned, but, you know, if there was a picture of a model smoking a cigarette, would they have the same concern?
Absolutely not. And say, like, that's such a great point.
You could get lung cancer, you could get this, you could get that. They don't. Of course, they don't really bother, you know? And it is just, like I said, it's very, very kind of fake. Yeah. And one of the things as well is how, you know, they act very kind of high and mighty about things, and they say, you know, you clearly don't look after yourself, blah, blah, blah. You clearly eat more calories than you burn, you should exercise more, you should take more care of your body and things like that. And I just sit there and I kind of think, you know, even if I wasn't healthy, does that make you a better person? You know, even if somebody isn't actually healthy and does just eat quite a load of rubbish, to be quite honest, you know, even if they do eat McDonald's every day and they're not very healthy,
yeah,
does that make you a better person than they then because if you eat more vegetables than they do and you work out more than they do? Of course it doesn't. Like,
no.
You could, you know, eat the healthiest diet in the world. You could go to the gym 7 days a week. You could be just hink as fuck with washboard abs and everything, but that still makes you a dickhead.
Yeah,
because
isn't
of
it?
Your personality. Whereas the person who's actually not very healthy might be the most lovely person in the world.
Yeah, exactly. You just don't know anything about these people.
You know, they are no less human than you are because if somebody's a bit bigger than you, or if somebody isn't as healthy as you are, or doesn't work out as much as you are, they're still a human being.
Exactly.
And they don't deserve to be treated as less than human simply because of you work out more than they do.
That's right.
Like, it's crazy.
On the internet as well, like, people, they lose their kind of filter, don't they? Like, you would never say that to anyone in real life.
They hide behind this screen of anonymity.
Uh-huh.
Behind their computer screens where they know there's no real consequences to anything. They know if they said, you know, they would never walk up to a woman in the street and say
never.
Things like that to you. They would never walk up to a size 14 woman in the street and start telling her that she's morbidly obese and things like that. Because of, she'd probably slap them in the face and she'd probably call the police yeah. for, like, harassment. She probably would call the police for harassment
yeah.
and things, you know.
Damn right.
And people, you know, if she was with a partner, he'd probably punch them in the face.
Damn
you know?
Right.
They wouldn't do it and they know that it would just be rude. Like,
yeah.
they wouldn't even think of doing it. But as soon as they're on the internet, it's, I can do what I want.
Exactly.
Because if nobody's actually going to be able to do anything, nobody can punch me through a computer screen.
No way. And it, yeah, you're free. Like, you're kind of, yeah, consequenceless, as you say.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any bad experiences in real life or anything at all?
I'm trying to think in real life. In terms of, like I said, my appearance and size and things, not so much from normal people. My nan is one of these people.
Oh, really?
She's one of these people who, always has something to say about something.
Oh, no.
So, you know, she's the sort of, I remember going around there one time when I was younger. I just finished work. I used to work at Asda. And I was about 17. Thought, I'll swing by, you know, and just pop in and say
hello.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
And as soon as I got in there, she just looked me up and down and went, you look like you're getting fat and your hair's horrible.
Oh,
like,
thanks,
not joking or messing around. Like, genuine, serious. And I'm just stood there like,
you're welcome for coming to visit
cheers,
you.
Cheers, cheers. And, like, you know, she's the kind of person who, like I said, if you haven't seen her for a while, she'll be like, you're getting fat.
Oh.
And you're like,
cheers, mate. That's really going to make me feel really good.
But, you know, other than sort of grandparents with no filter.
Yeah.
We all have some. No, like I said, I've never really had anyone in real
That's
life.
Good.
And like I said, I think it's because in real life, it would be rude to do that anyway, even if you did think something. But B, I don't think anyone would walk past, like I said, someone of my size in the street and even think anything like that anyway. They would never walk past a size 14 person in the street and think to themselves, what a disgustingly morbidly obese person who's a heart attack waiting to happen. They wouldn't even think that.
No, you wouldn't.
And like I said, even if they did, they would never say it because that would just be plain rude. Whereas online, it's, like I said, there's no filter, and you do obviously get people who seem to get some kind of enjoyment out of doing it and go out of their way to try and do it, which is really sad because of, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it just shows a lot more about them than it does about you.
Hugely.
If they get their enjoyment out of putting other people down, that's, you know, it's extremely narcissistic to the point of
it
almost
is narcissistic,
being,
isn't it?
It's being sociopathic, really. And it shows that they have potentially a lot of self-esteem issues of their own and don't think much of themselves.
It shows quite a reflection, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's you know, putting other people down to make themselves feel better. You know, they get to sit there and say, you don't do this, you don't do that, you don't work out, you could take care of your body like I do. And they sit there and feel better about themselves about it.
How does that make you feel better? I got that kind of train of thought. I can't even understand it.
No.
I don't think I would ever feel better for being horrible to someone.
I don't understand it in general because never, ever would I comment on somebody else's picture or something with saying something bad like that.
I know.
I wouldn't.
You just wouldn't.
If I was scrolling through and I saw some model and I thought I didn't like her hair or I thought, oh, I don't like the way she's done her makeup. It's not for me kind of thing. I wouldn't do it like that. I wouldn't then go and comment and go, your makeup looks like shit.
I hate it.
Or something.
You
I would think,
keep
well,
going.
I don't like it. It's not how I would do it. But if that's how she likes it, it's fine. It's, you know,
and it, who are you to tell us to do different?
Exactly, she can do what she wants. And, you know, same like I said, if I scroll past and saw a cosplay and I thought, that's not very good. You know, I'm not going to go and comment on it because they might have put a lot of effort into that.
Exactly, they might just really be like it. Starting out, yeah.
And
you just don't know anything about them.
I'm not one to come in and say that looks like shit or something because actually, that might have been them trying really hard. They might be really proud of that and really pleased with
exactly.
that. And if they was to ask for feedback, if they was to actually say in their post, you know, can I get feedback on this? What can I do better with this kind of thing? Then I would actually maybe give some constructive criticism, actually say, like, it's great, maybe try doing this, you know, here's an idea kind of thing to try out. Not going along and saying something like that. And you actually do get some people who will come along and say something like, oh, you should do some more squats. And I'm like, what? Or I could not because I don't want to.
That's not what I want to do today.
They will actually then turn around and say, well, you're a model and this is like your job. So I thought,
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm giving you constructive criticism.
I didn't ask for it, motherfucker.
And I'm like, that's not constructive criticism, that's being an ass.
In it, that's you imposing your will on me again. I fucking hate that. What do you think we need to do to increase the visibility of like different body types and stuff like that? Obviously Instagram and social media is a great start,
definitely,
but again I think Instagram unfortunately now promotes the accounts that have very kind of like, I guess, regular body types that we see all over kind of the press stuff already. What do you think we need to do to change it?
I definitely think clothing brands and so on, I'm finding a lot more clothing brands now are starting to kind of accept the idea of using different sizes and things. Lingerie brands and things like that. There's a few places like Scantily. I don't know if you've heard of them.
I think so. I think I've seen them.
They're part of Curvy Kate, and they
Curvy
Kate had a campaign pretty much every year where it's like kind of real women, real bodies.
Yeah.
And they have all their models are like a huge range of sizes.
Love
kind
that.
Of thing. And they don't have washboard stomachs. They have stomachs like mine. If you've got some which might be like a size 8 or a size 10, you'll have some that are more of like a 16 to 18 or something. And when you see actual clothing companies and things like that showing different bodies and showing things on bodies that are similar to yours, it makes it easier to kind of know whether it's going to suit you or not as well. Sometimes you see something that it looks really nice on a size 8, but then you think, I don't know if that's going to look right.
It wouldn't. No, exactly, because everyone's body's different.
So I definitely think, you know, we need to try and see more clothing brands. And it does tend to be the kind of smaller or more independent ones that start doing it.
Yeah.
But if more of those ones were to kind of get on board of that body positivity and work with more models and so on who are different sizes, so that more places, you know, people can kind of see that and more people of different sizes will actually want to buy their clothes if they see it on people of their sizes.
Surely it's in their interest of their business, isn't it?
You know, you would like to think that that might then inspire the larger clothing brands to kind of start to follow suit and do the same.
Yeah.
And of course, one of the other things is magazines and stuff like that. Obviously, you don't get as many magazines in print anymore. Print is becoming it's a dying breed.
Absolutely, yeah.
But the ones that there are, again, you know, you've got like your Ink Mag and things like that for like alternative stuff and things. And again, well, you know, when was the last time on like Inked Magazine or Skin Deep or something that you saw someone
literally
who was bigger than a size 10?
Literally never. I was just thinking that. It's really upsetting, isn't it? Like the diversity, I think, in the alternative community, even though we are a very, very accepting community, I think the diversity, especially with big brands like Skin Deep and Inked Magazine, very poor.
It's really not there. I mean, other diversity as well is quite lacking in terms of race and things 100%. Like that. That's like a whole other thing as well, which is, you know, really lacking. But like I said, in terms of body shapes and sizes, you just don't see it, whether it's on the cover or whether it's in the pages.
Yeah.
It's not there. It doesn't exist. And then you've got, of course, your other magazines that are still in print, which is more your kind of gossip magazine and things like that. Your celebrity things, which again, it's all Kim Kardashian and all stuff like that. And then it's all just, you know, journalists snapping pictures of some celebrity when she's not got makeup on and going, doesn't she look rough?
Or if she's sat down or something
She's got a little roll and they're like, oh my God, she's getting porky. And you just are like...
It's so damaging, isn't it? Because these are all just men, I would assume, probably. But I don't want to assume too heavily there. But yeah, they're just trying to make a quick buck at people's expense when they're not even doing anything wrong. They're just living their lives.
Being a normal person. You wouldn't, like I said, if you saw anyone doing that in the street, you wouldn't bat an eye. But then as soon as a celebrity does it, someone takes a picture and it's massive
news.
Oh my God, look, they've got some bags under their eyes.
Oh my God.
Look at that massive spot that's come up on their forehead.
Oh my God. Isn't it as if they can help these things?
They're just like, normal people. But the problem is that these magazines do things like that and, you know, they'll circle someone's thigh and be like, zoom in on it and be like, cellulite. And
so weird.
I don't think they should be allowed to do it, to be quite
honest.
I think
it's bullying, really.
It is. It is a form of bullying to that person. And it's, again, encouraging the idea that if you don't wear makeup, if you have any cellulite, if you get a roll when you sit down, which everybody does, that you're not normal and that you should be pointed at and laughed at.
That's it. It was a
publicly
mockery, isn't it?
Basically.
Shaming, isn't it? It's very archaic.
It is. And it's not, like I said, it's basically encouraging that idea that it's okay to do that to people.
Yeah.
And I don't think it should really
it's
be allowed.
Powerful.
I think from sort of, you know, newspapers, magazines, tabloids, from kind of professional media bodies, I don't think they should be allowed to do that.
I don't
because
think so.
Of it's not okay. It's not fair on the person that's being mocked and shamed publicly, but it's also not fair on then the woman who sits there and opens that magazine, you know, sees that zoomed in picture of the cellulite and then sits and looks down at her own leg and goes, oh, I need to do something about that.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
You really
it's
don't.
Normal. You don't because of like 90% of women have it.
Especially, yeah, things like cellulite and stuff like that's just your skin. It happens to everyone. It's so bizarre. Like, it's frustrating.
Yeah, it really is. I get so angry.
What do you think we need to do to change that? Do we need like some legislation? Do we need like a regulatory system or something?
I definitely think, like I said, like if there was some kind of legislation or something, which said that, like I said, media outlets were not allowed to do that sort of thing. No, media outlets were not allowed to sort of body shame or kind of target any particular people based on something like not wearing makeup, etc., etc., and they weren't allowed to do that anymore, then, you know, it would kind of hopefully start to help spread the idea that actually that kind of behaviour isn't okay.
It isn't okay.
And you'd get less, kind of, like I said, less women sitting there and looking at these things and then feeling bad about themselves. You know, I mean, like I said, how many teenage girls sit there?
It's so damaging, especially when you're so easily influenced at that age.
Exactly. It's like at that age, you're like, emotions are all over the place, and you don't know what the hell's going on.
No.
And, you know, you're just, you know, you do, when you're that age, you're, it's that kind of, I just want to be pretty.
Of course, you are, feeling. And you're like, oh, one boob's bigger than the other boob, it's all going wrong.
And then you look at stuff like that, and it just make, it just really feeds into that thinking of, this is what I need to look like.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, girls can really develop some serious, like, issues with their body.
They can, body dysmorphia is a very serious thing.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it is fed so much by the media and so on.
Hugely.
And like I said, if there was some kind of legislation or something that could be done to actually stop them from doing that, and, you know, some kind of, maybe even as well, you know, obviously you get it in workplaces, your sort of diversity questionnaires and so on,
yeah,
and criterias and things like that, you know, maybe with media, maybe with magazines and things like that, there should actually be a criteria to show a certain amount of diversity within the magazine as well, you know.
It represents the population,
you know,
really.
Because if there's plenty of, you know, they can't turn around and say that, like, there wasn't enough models that are good enough or something of that size, because there's loads
there's
of
so
models.
Many.
There's so many models that are out there who are amazing models,
mm-hmm,
but they're just not a size 8 to
they
10.
They don't fit that box.
And, you know, they are incredible models, so to say that just doesn't work, it doesn't add up. And if there was just, like I said, at least a little criteria or something that said they had to have a certain amount, you know, they had to show a certain range of sizes kind of thing, they had to show a certain range of, you know, race, blah, 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 you know, to kind of fill a bit more diversity,
yeah,
so that people could start actually seeing it a bit more.
I think that's a fucking great idea. I love that. How do we do that?
How do we do that? That is a good question.
Let's do that. Guys, if you're listening and you have any idea how we can go about... I mean, I guess we need to start a campaign or something, don't we?
I guess, I mean, yeah, some kind of campaign. I don't know if you could even do some... Because obviously you get a lot of, like, petitions and things like that. Like, parliament petitions and things, don't you? That you can create.
And so they can help, they can.
Even creating some kind of petition or something like that and starting some kind of campaign.
Maybe even at a lower level, though. We need to start just, like, talking about it. Like, we need to open up the conversation about different bodies, mm-hmm, and that everybody is different and that it's accepting and...
Trying to get, kind of, people who are well-known in the industry, people like yourself, who, you know, have built up a bit of a name and a bit of a brand and so on, to then actually, you know, speak to, you know, companies and things, to speak to magazines and so on.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever shoot with a magazine, just say to them, Why don't you ever
question it?
You know, just start to question things and actually maybe trying to, like I said, get some of the people who have a bit more kind of clout to sort of actually speak to kind of these kinds of media outlets and just say, you know, why have you never thought about doing this kind of thing?
Yeah.
Why is there a lack of diversity here? Because if we want to see more.
Yeah, I think that's really important.
You know,
definitely.
Start kind of trying to just put, you know, even just going directly to the magazines themselves even and just saying, actually...
Hey.
And even if it means starting a public campaign or something to try and get their attention, you know, if you started some kind of public campaign, for example, let's pull Inked Magazine or Skin Deep or something out of the hat, and you said, like, we want to see, you know, a larger-sized girl being featured in the magazine, because it never happens.
Never.
And then start that campaign and try and get people to share it and things like that. It might
be
enough
great.
To get their attention, you know,
yeah,
if they see it being shared and so on, and people complaining about the lack of diversity, they may actually stop and go, oh, people are kind of getting annoyed at us now, actually, almost, you know, like, we don't want to be seen in that kind of way.
Of course not.
And they may then do something about it.
I think that's really important. I think that's a really fucking good point.
Mm.
I think we definitely need to do that, because do you ever find that you don't feel, like, listened to and stuff? I know there's, obviously, there's so many campaigns for so many different things. There's so much injustice in the world.
Mm-mm.
Do you find positivity takes a bit of a backseat?
It definitely can do, compared to a lot of other things.
Yeah.
And I can understand why, to a certain extent. You know, there are, like I said, there's so many problems in the world at the moment.
Yeah, there are.
I do get why, you know, it can sometimes be seen as not as important, but it is important because, like I said, the psychological damage that it can have on people is huge. It's enormous. And, you know, it's not fair. And I do often find, like I said, as someone that doesn't fit into the kind of normal modelling category, you do, you know, I have, you know, spoken to photographers before who always shoot alternative models. They, you know, they shoot a lot of suicide girls and things like that, very much the style of the sort of modeling that we do. But then when I've contacted them, it's oh, I don't have any projects I think you'll be suitable for.
Oh, and bullshit.
And then I see them shooting, I then see them going and shooting a load more Suicide Girls that I know who are all obviously, like, slimmer than me. And then I look through and I'd see there's not one single girl that's like, bigger
so
than a size 8.
Dodgy.
And you kind of, you notice it and you know the reason why they said no is because of your bigger and they're not interested. And it's the same with, like I said, your contact magazines and things like that. And it's, oh, we don't have anything that's suitable, blah, 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 blah. They
such
don't
bullshit.
Make sample sizes of clothing and underwear in your size because
yeah.
they're all a size 8 or a size 10.
Oh, my God, yeah, that makes sense.
And things like that. So, again, if it's, you know, for a particular thing, you can't be involved because
yeah.
of they don't even
They've
make...
They've limited
yeah,
you, yeah.
They only have the sample sizes in, like, a size 10 or something like that. And it makes it even harder to try and raise the awareness out there because of, you know, you're trying to get somewhere. You're trying to get photographers to work with you. You're trying
yeah.
to get magazines to work with you. You're trying to get clothing companies to, you know, and you're contacting them and saying, like, you know, I would really like to promote
That's
your
right.
brand
and
as
can,
like
and
a,
can be good for you too,
you know,
yeah.
as someone, you know, as a kind of body positive thing to show it, you know, your clothing on different, you know,
they
sizes.
Should love that. They should jump
oh,
for that.
We've only, you know, our sample size that we can send out is this size. Would that fit? No, that wouldn't. Can
no,
we not send another
I'm
one?
I'm a different human.
No, we can't.
Why? That's so bizarre. There's
you know?
So many different bodies in the world. Like, why would they just not think of that?
And
it seems so strange to me.
Again, it kind of adds to that, like you said, it's that kind of not being heard.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're crying and you're trying to explain to them, yes, but if you just send me a different size, da 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 da, and it's...
But they
kind
won't.
Of, you just
they won't
kind
have
of
it.
Get basically
You're
a no.
Stuck under a glass ceiling, really, aren't you?
Yeah.
Ooh, fucking annoying. So, what would you say, like, to all the girls and all the people even out there that feel that they don't fit into like the normal box that they see in the media and stuff like that?
I would say that you do fit into the box. Like I said, like you said earlier, what is normal?
Yeah, fucking
you know,
dangerous word that
what
is.
What is normal? Because normal suggests that, like, that it's
that
all
if
the
you're
same.
Not that, you're abnormal.
Yeah, and
is,
it's like, but
yeah.
we're all different. Everyone's different.
Every
no
person.
No one's the same. And like I said, actually, you know, the average size in the UK is a size 14. So if you're a size 12,
yeah.
or a size 14, or a size 16, and you're looking at a model that's a size 6... and thinking, oh my God, I'm not normal.
Mm.
Your average size.
You're very much
normal.
Average. If anything's going to be normal, it's average.
And
know?
That's not to say that someone that's a size 6 isn't normal either.
Absolutely.
You know, again, everyone's different. Some, you know, I know people who are like a size 6 to 8,
mm.
and they're just like that naturally. They eat everything in the world.
That's right.
And they just never seem to put on weight.
Nope.
And you're just like,
their body's different
how
on the
are you
inside.
Doing this? I don't understand. But everybody's different, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with being a different size to somebody else.
Nothing at all.
There's nothing wrong with having cellulite or having, a little bit of, a pouch on your belly or something.
Yeah.
That's normal. And actually, with women's bodies are designed to have more fat around their midsection to
yeah.
protect their reproductive organs. So it's normal. That's why women tend to have more fat on their stomach.
Definitely,
than men do.
Yeah.
And around that kind of thigh
the
area
hip
and so
area.
On. It's to protect all of this, basically.
Mm.
And again, that's normal. And there's something I read before, which I always really liked, is that you can look at flowers and think they're really, really pretty.
Mm.
And you could look at some fairy lights and think they're really, really pretty. They don't look anything like each other, but they're still both really, really beautiful in
yeah.
their own way. And so take that analogy and take it to people. When you look at somebody, you know, if you look at a model, and I used to do this all the time, actually, before I kind of started and when I was a bit more insecure in myself.
Yeah.
Rhea, Suicide.
Oh, gosh, I love her.
She's just goals.
Isn't she?
She's just goals. She's amazing. She knows I love her. It's okay. And but I used to, just idolise her so much. And I was just like, she's perfect. She's absolutely perfect. And you do. You then look at yourself and you think, I don't look like that. I'm never going to look
too.
Like that. And you think, you know, if she's perfect and I look nothing like that, then, oh, my God, I'm never going to be as good as that
what
and so on.
I got, yeah.
But like I said, when you take then that analogy of, well, like I said, flowers are beautiful, so are fairy lights, so is the ocean, so is the sky, you know, there's
totally different things,
all these completely different things that are all equally beautiful. Just because that one person that looks like that is stunning, that
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that you're not.
I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah.
It's so important as well because I think, yeah, we're all so self-critical, aren't we? And people, it is just the media.
They really are. People are always more critical of themselves. So
I think it's just in our nature, isn't it?
I tend to find, and I get this a lot as well, like, I'll see a friend of mine who will say, like, you know, oh, I'm really unhappy with my body at the moment. I've started this new diet and this new work, like exercise, to try and make my stomach a bit better.
Mm.
And she's already like a size 8 or something. And I look at her and I'm like,
what?
And she'll be like, yeah, I'm really not happy with my stomach. And I just feel like I've put on a bit too much weight. And I'll be like, if you've put on too much weight, then oh my God, I must be obese or something. Like, if you're not happy with your stomach,
yeah,
then I must be like a whale or something. And I always get the same sort of response when this sort of thing happens is, oh no, but, you know, it suits you to be the size you are. It suits you having, like, you know, more curves or weight on you in different areas. It doesn't suit me, though. It doesn't look right on me, but it looks right on you. And I sort of sit there and think, but you like I said, you that doesn't make sense, kind of thing.
No.
And it's just because people are self-critical.
Yeah.
They see something on somebody else, and they'll think that person looks amazing with it. They'll see, like I said, whether it's, you know, a bit of a bigger stomach or bigger hips or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And they think, oh my God, she looks amazing. She looks so good. You put the exact same thing on themselves and suddenly they're like, oh my God, oh my God.
They crumble, you know?
And it is just because we look for flaws in ourselves, don't we? We really do. As human beings, we are just terrible.
We're really bad at it. I think girls, especially, like, whenever I look in the mirror, I realized I did this recently. I look in the mirror, and when I was younger and I was a child, I was more carefree. I looked in the mirror and I looked myself in the eye. But now when I look in the mirror, I look directly at my chin, where I get, like, acne and stuff.
Mm.
Like, it's the one thing that I focus on straight away. And it's just something that I've created this kind of obsession in my own mind over.
Yeah.
But everybody else, when they're talking to me, they're just looking into my eyes.
Yeah.
They don't fucking notice.
No.
It's a completely... You see yourself so differently.
Oh, you really do. Like, things are so much more obvious to you. Like, anything, like I said, if you've got a spot, if you've got a scar somewhere or something, like, to you, it's this massive, giant thing that everyone's going to look at.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, like I said, I've had people, like, they might have mentioned something like a scar or something that they're, like, really don't like it, and they hate it, and they think people are always looking at, and I'm like, I hadn't even noticed it before.
I hadn't even noticed,
like,
exactly.
I've only seen it, now you've pointed it out, I see it, but I literally hadn't even noticed it because of, like I said, these flaws are such, you know, that we pick out. We look for them, and then we make them so much bigger in our heads than what they really are.
We do.
And most of the time, they're not even flaws, because of a flaw is something that's wrong.
Yeah.
It's something that's marred. It's something that shouldn't be there. It's an imperfection.
Yeah.
And it's like, actually, most of the, you know, like, getting lines as we get older is seen as a flaw. But that's normal.
That's so normal.
It's what's meant to happen. We're supposed
to... It happens to every single person in the world.
If you didn't get... If you got to being, like, 90 and you still looked like you were 21...
Then you're abnormal.
You're actually abnormal. There's something probably wrong with you and you should probably go to a doctor or something.
Yeah,
like,
check it out.
That's normal. So how can something that's normal and that's supposed to happen to us be a flaw?
So true.
Isn't, like, if that doesn't make... When you think about it like that, you're like, that doesn't even make any sense. Like,
doesn't this make sense
at all. This is meant to be here. So why am I picking at it and calling it a flaw and trying to get rid of it? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. It
doesn't make sense at all, mate.
And it's just because humans are crazy.
Yeah, humans, the world is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Nero, I've had such a good time talking to you about this. This is fucking great. I have one thing that I just remembered just then.
Yep.
How do you feel about, because I saw this and I saw it was a huge media storm about it, Tess Holliday was on the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine.
Yep.
Is that great?
My feeling on Tess Holliday, obviously she's very well known.
Yeah.
When she first started, it, you know, kind of blew up and got, you know, a lot of attention and so on. And again, my thing is, so long as she's healthy,
yeah,
that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
And when you get people who are saying things like she's promoting obesity and things like that, it's like, do you really think that someone is going to look at her and think, I must go down and eat 1,000 McDonald's or
hamburgers? That's so true.
To try and get to be her size. That's not going to happen.
Insane.
People aren't... There's going to be no, like, 14-year-old girls who look at her and go, I'd better go and get some tubs of ice cream kind of thing. That's not what's going to happen at all. And, like I said, the main thing is that she's healthy. If she's healthy, then...
Who
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If she's healthy and that's just the size that she is, even though she does eat healthily and so on and so forth, people have different medical conditions. My sister has, I can never remember which way around. You've got an underactive or an overactive thyroid. Yeah. One of them makes you lose weight and find it difficult to put on weight. And one of them does the opposite. And she has the one that does the opposite.
Right.
So she used to be slim. She used to be about a size 10. And she's put on a lot of weight. And she can't help it.
Yeah.
She has medication to try and control it.
Mm.
But the medication can also cause weight gain and so on in it. It's really difficult when you have things like that. And, you know, like I said, I don't know what, like I said, medications or medical history or anything that Tess Holliday may have, if any. But like I said, the main thing is, if she's healthy, if her blood pressure's fine, blah, 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 if she eats healthily, if she's not deficient in any kind of vitamins and minerals and things like that, then,
who's it to judge? Again, it comes out to people imposing themselves, aren't
they? You know, if, like, I mean, she's absolutely gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
She's incredibly beautiful. And all that matters is she's healthy. And the same goes for when you see extremely slim models as well.
Again, 100%.
So long as they're not starving themselves to try and look like that.
They have got a mental disorder,
So long as they, you know, don't have any kind of eating disorders or anything like that. So long as they, you know, are actually taking care of themselves properly in eating, again, the right foods and getting the right amounts of vitamins and things like that they need. Then what does it matter? Everyone, like I said, everyone's different size.
Everyone's different.
So who kind of cares? And in that sense, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that it's something that's actually made it get talked about by her being on the cover.
So important, yeah.
It's created a talking point. It's made people actually start to talk about it and start to say, you know, well, you know,
hey,
is, you know, people are some people are questioning, is it okay? But the fact that people are questioning it and starting to discuss.
Thinking and discussing.
And thinking and then maybe saying, you know, well, what is the largest size that you should go up to kind of thing? At least people are talking about it kind of thing. You know, you go back a few years and it wouldn't have even been something that would have been thought about or talked
wouldn't
about.
Wouldn't have happened.
So,
you know, yeah.
The fact that people are actually talking about it now, thanks to that as well.
That's right.
Is a good thing.
Yeah, even if they're voicing a negative opinion, they have if they're talking about it, I guess they have the opportunity to be corrected and to be taught better.
Exactly. If somebody is saying, like, no, she's promoting obesity, you know, like I said, actually, someone might be able to then
be like,
counteract that.
By the way, no.
Well, not really.
Yeah.
And, you know, if she's perfectly healthy, then what's the issue? And like,
there's
I said,
no issue.
I think she looks great, but I'm not planning on going out and eating a load of burger.
Yeah, and it doesn't influence in that way. It seems so bizarre that they would say that. It's literally just a dig, isn't it?
It is. It's basically a way of just trying to say they don't like it.
Backhandedly put her down without looking like a dickhead.
Yeah, they're trying to not look like a dickhead about it. And
but they are.
Seem like they're being nice in a way about it almost, and like they're almost like they're caring about the people
the
that are going to be,
isn't it?
You know, the people that are going to be reading it and looking at it, when actually it's not to do with any of that at all, because they don't like it.
Exactly. That's literally it. Neri, thank you so much for coming and speaking to me.
Thank you.
This has been fucking amazing.
Awesome.
And so if people want to come and talk to you about body confidence or generally follow your work, where can we find you?
Well, obviously I'm in Instagram,
yes,
which is Neru_SG.
How do you spell that?
NAYRU.
Great.
I have Twitter as well, which is Neru Suicide.
Perfect.
Facebook is also Neru Suicide. I am, of course, on Suicide Girls, which is just Neru.
Have you got any new sets coming out soon or anything?
I actually have a set coming out in, I think it's 1 month,
woohoo,
2 weeks.
Yeah, 1 month, 2 weeks,
I think it is. So about 1.5 months.
Amazing.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. Yay. Oh, thank you so much for coming and speaking to me. I had such a fun time and I learned a few things as well.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening and I will see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from L.A. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.